Increasingly irritated, the BBC suggested the flying circus bit, and we eventually compromised by adding the name Monty Python. Wednesday, July the 9th. Arrived at TV Centre by 10 o'clock and was driven in a BBC car together with John Cleese, Graham Chapman and Terry Jones out beyond Windsor and Eton to a tiny church at Boveney. Dressed to the hilt as a young Scottish nobleman of the Walter Scott era, I was able to cash a cheque at a bank in the Uxbridge Road without the cashier batting an eyelid. To the many life-changing experiences around this time, fatherhood, quitting smoking, keeping a diary, must be added the alarming discovery that teeth I'd always thought of as glowingly healthy were found to be precariously attached to considerably less healthy gums. Saturday, July the 19th. Up early to go to Mr. Powell for the fourth and last of my dental operations. I was at his surgery by 9:10. I was finally patched up at 10:10 and drove off to the TV centre to have a look at the week's rushes. After the rushes, made the final organisational decisions about the great picnic, which Terry Gilliam had suggested a couple of days ago, and which was now becoming reality. Helen, Thomas and myself, Graham and David, John and Connie, Terry G.